Though these kinds of characters indicate meanings, one of their shortcomings is that they do not show how they should be pronounced. Therefore, a method was developed to have one part of a character indicate the meaning and the other suggest the pronunciation. Many Chinese characters used today were made this way. In the 1950s, the Chinese government introduced simplified Chinese characters, and now they have widespread use in China's mainland.